This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
This is your captain, John Reagan. Vincent will be back at the mic tomorrow. Welcome to hour number two of USA Prepares. And it'll be this time next week when, in the United States, our income tax returns are due to be filed. Oh, joy. there's a foundation here that has what they call Tax Freedom Day, and they have not announced the 2017 date yet, but last year that date was April 24th. They took the total spending for federal, state, and local government, and that would require 31% of the nation's income. So we're working nearly a third of the year just to handle current expenses of government. And, of course, they're not taxing that much because there'd be a revolt. And to make up the difference, they're borrowing money.
You're better off than in Australia, because here most people are paying 50% income tax. That's not even sales tax of 15% on top of that. That's not even counting property rates. That's not even counting motor vehicle registrations and driver's licenses and all of the other bits and bobs of taxation.
Let me give you part of the rest of the story.
Okay.
We have unfunded liabilities for Social Security and Medicare. And there's various numbers you see on that. There's one that's in the 70s of trillions of dollars that's in the financial report of the United States government, but the auditors will not sign off on that because it does not conform to generally accepted accounting principles. And on the high side, you see over 200 trillion that Professor Kotlikoff puts out on an annual basis. And that's based on the alternate scenario from the Congressional Budget Office, which is a more realistic picture than what the Social Security trustees do. But you have to realize that either one of those numbers, that's how much you would have to invest today at 5.7% interest in order to pay what's promised. So if you want to just keep Social Security and Medicare from getting deeper in the hole, in addition to what they're currently paying or currently spending at government, you now need more than 100% of all income for the year.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's like my dad used to say. He used to say, you know something? Communism's a wonderful idea. There's only one problem with it. It doesn't work.
Yeah, that's sooner or later you run out of other people's money.
Yeah, that's right. That's what Maggie Thatcher said. And I think around about the time that he was saying that was about the time that Maggie was actually the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. And so communism was a topic that was very much in the news. And I think I've mentioned before that my dad was actually a Labour man, and in the Antipodes, being a Labour man means that you're a shade of red. And being a shade of red in in this part of the world means something different to it being in America. It means being communist, basically, that it doesn't work. And that's the simple fact of it, you know. I'll tell you what does work. As I mentioned before the break, aroha, okay? There is a way of structuring a society around respect, aroha, for the person next to you, okay? If you don't harm them and if you leave them alone to basically live their life, and, you know, if there's somebody that you can see is having a hard time, go and help them by all means. But to not have somebody with a stick over you making you do so is the way to be. That actually empowers people to go and fix their own lives. Because really, nobody really wants to have a horrible life. If people are given the power to go and fix their own life, make arrangements for their own shelter, make arrangements for their own food supply and water supply and energy supply, and if they are left alone, human beings will go and do that. Maybe it won't look so fancy straight up, you know. When I was in Rotorua, I mentioned that, you know, that they'd just come out of a massive, hundreds of years long civil war. And the people were living in huts of about 50 square feet. And there might be a whole family living in this hut. You know what? There weren't any building codes, and the family was happy, and there was no point in building a bigger hut when, you know, the next tribe could come across at any moment and burn it all down. You know, you had to take that into account. It's, you know, people will make their own arrangements as it suits them. And you've got to let people do that. Another guiding principle of tribal life all over the world, this is in Hawaii and it's in New Zealand, but it's found in just about every tribal society all over the world. In Māori, it's called mana. In Hawaiian, I think it's also mana. It means respect. It means if you see somebody who is your elder, who is your parent, who is your auntie, uncle, grandma, grandpa, or even just the random little old lady down the road, you show them the respect because they've been here before you were even born. And maybe they know a thing or two. Maybe they can teach you something. Okay? So you don't leave your old people out in the dark, you know? You live in a society where provision, where everybody is expected to provide for their own old people, okay? You recognize that old people, they have a huge amount to contribute because they have lived long enough and seen enough to be able to teach the young people something, okay? And they are the ones who can generally raise the alarm when things begin to get a bit fascist, you know, or a bit communist, or a bit dictatorial, because they might have seen it before. And like I said, my dad, he was a really clever guy. He spoke about five or six languages, and he'd studied European politics. He wasn't quite old enough to have fought in World War II. But if World War II had gone on for a few more years, then he said he certainly would have joined up. You know, just to give Adolf Hitler a beating. And, you know, it's, you've got to organize a society in this way on a family basis. You've got to look after your own. And you've got to have these principles. of aroha, that is, you know, brotherly love, respect for your elders. And you've got to have, you have to have some type of rangatira, which means order of society. Okay? So that means that maybe you do have a group that meets and organizes, okay, we're going to have a dam that we're all going to share. Who's got the bobcat? Okay, well, Joe down the road has got the bobcat. Okay? And Marcy over there makes a really good cup of tea and scones, so she can be in the catering. And all the rest of us fellas can get to with our shovels and we can just dig dirt. You know? And if you, but you have to have somebody making the decision there. But the problem comes when they begin to get it into their minds that in ordinary times they get to telling everybody else what to do with their own lives and their own property. You know, it's one thing to have a dam that you all share. It's quite another if, you know, the guy who organized the building of the dam begins to charge for the water. You know, that begins to become a real problem. And that's exactly the situation we have in our country at the moment. We actually have a constitutional right to freely supplied water in this country and constitutionally guaranteed. And to charge people for their drinking water is actually an act of high treason, because it's attempting to change the constitution of Australia. But people forget that. And it goes back to they've allowed themselves to be hoodwinked and brainwashed. They're paying something to a private corporation that is constitutionally guaranteed for everybody in this country. And that is a supply of clean, pure, uncontaminated drinking water, which in one of the driest continents on earth is the difference between life and death. But if, you know, you might say, well, how could you organize society on a large scale on this basis? And I would say you could organize it very simply on a large scale on this basis. Okay? Because you organize each area as a small unit. So
hold that thought. We're at a break again. Back in a few minutes.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is John Reagan at the controls today. And Gwyneth, please continue.
Okay. Yeah, I was talking about people say, well, how could you organize a large-scale society on that basis? And do you know what? How it pans out all over the world. If you go to Bhutan, which is in the Himalayas, okay, they don't have gross national product in Bhutan, okay? It's an ancient kingdom, but instead of measuring their gross national product, they measure their gross national happiness. If you go to most Bhutanese communities, they wouldn't have more than about 1,000 people living in the community, okay? And if the community gets any bigger, they go and they form another community down the road, okay? And all over the world, in tribal societies, that's how it works. And if you could imagine what a country town of 1,000 people looks like, okay, that's not a big place, is it?
Not at all.
It's the sort of place where everybody knows everybody. If there's a new family moves into town, it takes the whole community about 24 hours to figure out what sort of people they are. Okay? and whether they are going to be a good fit for the community or whether they are going to be a problem. And, you know, this is indigenously how human societies are supposed to run. And you'll find, you know, if anybody out there in the listening audience is contemplating moving to a small country town, thinking that you'll get anonymity, I hate to pop your bubble, it's not going to happen. You're going to get way less anonymity in a small country town than what you'll ever have in the big city. There's no secrets at all. Everybody knows everything about everybody else because they're a community and they actually talk to each other, okay? But the thing is that they tend to self-organize, okay? Nobody has to wave a stick over anybody to get them to join the country fire brigade. They've always got volunteers who are able to do that duty. Although it's volunteer work and although it's extremely dangerous. And if the government didn't supply them with trucks, you can guarantee there'd be some guy with an IBC cube, a water pump, and a one-ton truck who would decide that they were going to fill in the duty. Okay? And it's probably the same in most areas of the country, United States. It's the same everywhere. Humans are actually really, really, really good at self-organizing, okay, to fulfill their basic needs, whether that's firefighting, whether that's dealing with an outlaw family that decides that they're going to move into town and try and dominate everybody, whether that is supplying for their elderly or their very young or widowed or single mothers, the education of children. If you see humans when they're left alone, they're really, really good at that, okay? And especially when they have in their culture, as the Maori people do in New Zealand, as the Hawaiians do, as tribal societies all over the world do, they have concepts like aloha, aroha, and they have concepts like mana, respect of elders, okay, where they have concepts like rangatira, respect of proper authority. But you know something, if rangatira relies on mana, if there's no mana, there's no rangatira in traditional Maori thought. Okay? The moment that you as a leader in the community abuse the mana that you have, your rangatira flies out the window and you lose the right to rule.
I'll hold that thought. And I always thought it was interesting when I was in Germany, the city hall is called the Rat House. That's so appropriate. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The right to rule.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Vincent will be back tomorrow. This is John Reagan sitting in for him. Just to connect a dot here, we've been talking about how much government costs, and we've been talking a bit about history. And most people have just lost sight of how things used to be done. It used to be there wasn't a fire department. If something caught fire, it was the people put the fire out. There wasn't a police department. You know, we had a sheriff, and if we needed more resources, he formed a posse to go take care of the problem, and then the people went back to their lives. And, you know, same thing with, you know, protecting the country. You know, we're supposed to have a standing Navy, which is our first line of defense, but it was the people that was the defense, and that was part of the reason for the Second Amendment, is, you know, to protect the country from invaders as well as tyrannical governments. And now we think that we can pay somebody else to take care of our responsibilities, so we pay these governments that are run by psychopaths that think they know better than everybody else, and we have the results that we're living with today.
Yep. Which is enslavement, plain and simple. You know, let's call a spade. That's the society that we have in Australia, and I'm sure it's a society probably a bit less so that you have in the US. You know? But, you know, you try bucking the system. Just try not paying your property taxes. You've got to have a high level of legal skill and knowledge to know what to write when your municipality or your state comes to you and says, you haven't been paying your property taxes, and now we're going to put a lien on your land. You've got to have a level of knowledge to know how to respond to them, okay? Because otherwise, you know, they are using their fraud and your lack of knowledge against you, okay? Because what they're doing is absolutely fraudulent, okay? Here in this country, what they're doing is people stop paying their property taxes. They call them land rates here, but it's the same thing. They put a lien onto the property, and then they securitize that lien, and they sell it not once, not twice. I know one piece of land where that lien has been sold seven or eight times. Which, of course, is fraud. If you've got a security, you're only supposed to sell it once. And that's just it, even if it's a legitimate security. But if you don't know that that's fraud, and if you don't respond when the guy turns up at the gate and says, well, this is fraud, this is my freehold allodial title land, you know, and have the confidence to just dig your heels in and say, no, you're not doing it, this is fraud, and you're going to get a damages suit filed against you unless you back off right now, get back in that car, drive off, and never come back, you know? And, you know, but that takes courage. And from what I've seen in this country, Australia, and also with my dealings with Americans, it seems that the courage among the ordinary populace is often sadly lacking. And so they find themselves enslaved. You know, when there's no need for it, if they would only stand up for themselves, they would have their own country. They would have it run in a way that was just and fair and didn't run them into a hole to the tune of $200 trillion. And that's, you know, that's how it is. You are being ripped off. The emperor has no clothes. And if you as a nation, if we Australians as a nation, do not stand up now and say, this no further, back off, then we're not going to have a country left. we're absolutely not going to have a country left. Because as it is, all of our resources are getting sold from under us. You know? The homelessness levels are just astronomical in this country. And then we're importing a bunch of people who are not high-quality people who could most accurately be described as a Trojan horse army, as far as I can see. And I know that the same thing's happening in the US. It's less so here in Australia. It's less so in the United States. But even with the smaller degree of immigration, it's still problematic. Because just open the newspaper, see what's happening in Melbourne. See what, the profile. Is the government so fond of profiling people? Why don't they profile the people who are going and running their cars through the middle of pedestrian areas in the middle of CBDs in Australia? You know, why don't they profile them and see, you know, on average what people they are? They won't. They have it as a government policy, for sure, yeah, but it's being targeted at the wrong people. It's being targeted at people who, by and large, are completely harmless, who only want to stand up for their own rights. And really, with regards to anyone else's behaviour, if it doesn't affect them, they couldn't care less. And that's about some of it. And because of that, this country is becoming a very, very unsafe place to live. If you happen to be in any sort of major city or town, unless you're right out in the countryside, you know, in a town with a population, once again, of less than about 1,000, okay, that you have been in for a little while, enough to settle into the community and for the community to realize that you're actually a beneficial, good, hard-working, lovely person. You know, that's... unless you're in a place like that, this country's very, very quickly becoming not a nice place to live. And I'm so glad that I chose all those years ago to move right out into the middle of the bush, into the middle of the forest, you know, because there is no way now that I would even live in the small country town. It's just getting absolutely ridiculous. But anyway, that's how the sum of it is here, okay? And people have to take responsibility for themselves, first of all. They have to really study how Indigenous tribal peoples live, how they deal with their problems, because a lot of the time when people first get to studying Indigenous societies, they think that they have no problems. Believe me, they have problems. I watched a video it was a documentary, I think it was put together actually by National Geographic, but it was about a woman, and she moved from the middle of London, and she moved to off the coast of Papua New Guinea, and she moved in with a woman to see how the woman in this remote island Indigenous village lived. And guess what? The woman that she moved in with had recently gotten a divorce. The divorce was agreed to by the elders of the village council because her husband was violent. So, but the community realized that this woman, the elders in the community realized that this woman was actually safer and better off and her children without her husband. And so they granted her, she petitioned the elders of the council of this island for a divorce, and they granted her the divorce, and they ordered the man to leave the island and go to live with family members on another island. And do you know something? that's a society that had a problem that solved it without going to the central government of PNG for an answer. You know, they had no central authority from Papua New Guinea there. Okay, they just didn't. And you know something? That's how we all ought to be. You know, we can solve our own problem. And this woman who came from the middle of London, she was so stressed. She was actually from a PR firm, okay, supposedly telling everybody how wonderful her clients were. And she got there and she was so on edge. She was just so stressed out. And you know something? The first couple of weeks, she spent arguing with the head of the household. She said, "This is so hard. I've never been to such a hard place in all my life." And then she sat back and she realized that everybody just loved her. They all felt so sorry for her. And, you know, she realized that the rules that they had were actually rules with a reason. And she said, "Okay, I'm just going to go along with these rules, even though I don't agree with them." And then she began to see the benefit of them.
And we're upon
and
another break.
Simple rules, like wearing a skirt.
And we'll be back in a few minutes.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan at the controls today, and just want to make a quick comment. Because of the way that I have to connect to guest hosts, occasionally we get a situation where the guest cannot hear the music, so it might sound a bit strange to you. You know, it's, you know, I hear the music. Why doesn't the guest? And
that does happen sometimes.
And that's
talking, that, you know, I cut off and then the ads come on, then I figure it out.
So just to explain that, it's not anything nefarious, and
Gwyneth, it's just not that cutting me off or anything.
Just please continue.
Yeah, okay. Now, I'm aware that this is the last segment, okay? There's one last thing, which is most important of all. All humans are meant to live in a tribal way. That's just how we're wired. That's just how we're designed. Okay, I'm just trying to get my fire started again. So, but you know what? There's one thing that is also universal through every tribal society on Earth, well, every tribal society that I've studied, and every indigenous community. And in Māori, you would call that Te Wairua Tapu, okay? Te means the, Wairua means spirit, and Tapu means holy. Figure it out, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is there. The Native Americans call him the Great Spirit. He's there all through creation, holding it all together, ordering everything for the best benefit of the whole of humanity and also for the individuals who are aware of him and seek to work with him. It is the Spirit of God. It's the Spirit of God that holds it all together, who makes it all connect. It's the reason why divination works, okay? And I know divination works. I work as a fortune teller, okay? I know that it works. You know something? When you begin to see that, you gain a respect for tapu. That means holiness. You know, that means realizing that the creatures around you, the trees, the birds, the insects, all of them are there because they're a manifestation of the life of God through all of nature. And everywhere, every indigenous tribal society that I've studied, and you know, that's quite a number of them from all over the world, from the Himalayas, from the Amazon, from New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, Africa, everywhere. It's the, and when you've got a concept that that's what that's that widespread, you can be pretty sure it's true. Okay, you have a respect for the way that things are. Naturally, and when you begin to see something coming in and upsetting the natural order, like for instance, here's a modern example of the natural order. I want to get into my ute and I want to drive down to the grocery store and spend money for groceries to bring them back here to feed my kids. The Chinese would call that, you know, the spirit of God motivates even pigs and fish. That's true. You know? A pig doesn't have to have anybody to tell it that it's a good thing to go and dig its nose into the forest to dig some roots up to eat. And the fish doesn't have to have anyone to tell them it's a good thing to go and swim over there to eat the smaller fish. It just knows. And that's the end of the show, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Gosh.
Well, thanks for being with us.
And I look forward to speaking to you all again next week.
Remember, class, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.